Okay, today's topic comes from a guy who came up to me 2 weeks ago and says to me, I heard about a minyan that they had 9 people and they were short and there was a kid who wasn't bar mitzvah yet and they had him hold a chumash and they made a minyan. And he said to me, is that really a thing? That phrase, is that really a thing? So I decided to do the research and find out, is that really a thing? And hence today's share. And I figured it would interest you. How many of you have heard of this before? Everyone.
My brother was.
Have you done, your brother did it?
Yeah.
He was the kid?
He was the kid. My brother was also the kid. Yeah.
Your brother was also the kid. Anyone else?
He was having a bar mitzvah.
You've heard of it though? No, never heard of it. Okay. So let's find out, is it a thing? So before we do that, the first thing you have to discuss is, what's the source of minyan, of needing a minyan, and then we can understand whether you can use a kid for that. So we have a Gemara Brachot, Chaf Aleph Amud Bet, tells us the following. V'chein Amar Rav Abba Bar Rava, Minayin She'ein Hayachid Omer Kedusha, Shneamar V'nikdashti B'toch B'nei Yisrael, Kol Davar She'Bekdusha Lo Yehi Pachol Me'asara. The pasuk, where do you know that a single person can't say Kedusha, i.e. that you would need a minion? Where do you know that? The pasuk says, V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, and you shall make me holy among all of Am Yisrael. So therefore, don't have any davar shebekdusha, that would be like Baruch Hu or Kaddish, etc. Don't do those things without a minion. So the Gemara says, my mashma. What is my mashma? Sometimes you have a pasuk that's cited as a source or something, and it's very clear. How many, things should you eat? The pasuk says, 3. Very clear, the answer is 3. Everybody understands that when you cite a pasuk that really gives your answer. Here, all the pasuk said is, let me be holy among Am Yisrael. And somehow the Gemara is deriving 10 people. So the Gemara says, how does that pasuk show us that you need 10 people? Fair question. The Tani Rabbanaya, father of Yechiva Rabba, Acha Toch Toch. It's actually a hekesh, a verbal analogy, sometimes referred to as Zereshava, although there are some nuances sometimes between hekesh and Zereshava, but we have a verbal analogy. We have a pasuk that says, V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. And what is that pasuk in the context of? That's in the context of Kiddush Hashem. Uchtiv hatam, hibadlu mitoch ha'eda hazot. Separate yourselves from that congregation. What's that in the context of?
Korach.
Very good. So there, he said, stay away from those people there. And here it says, let's have a Kiddush Hashem amongst these people here. But both times, it uses the word toch. Bitoch, mitoch. Malahal nasara, afganasara. So just like among Korach there was 10 people, so too here is 10 people. What? Where do you get that there were 10 in those two cases? Where does it say in the Korach pasuk that there was 10? So I give you the English here. And the English comes from the Steinsaltz, Florian Steinsaltz English Talmud, which answers this in the little commentary. It was aware of this question and was worried you might be concerned about it. And based on Gemara and Sanhedrin, it's actually assuming that you know another limud already. Meaning, it says, just like V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael is like Korach, which is also 10. But regarding Korach, it doesn't say 10 anywhere. How do we know there were 10 regarding Korach? Because there's also another hekesh. There's a hekesh between the word Eda regarding Korach, where it says, Yibadlu mitoch ha'eda hazot. And we have the word Eda in this week's Parsha. That makes it a very timely shir now. This week's Parsha, the one we just read this weekend. Next week's Parsha. Okay, next week's Parsha. Next week's Parsha. Where We have an Eidah referring to 10 people, because it's the Eidah is Anara Eidah Razor. Hashem, how long do we have to bear with these 10 Meraglim who were bad? We know there were 10 bad ones and 2 good ones, so therefore Eidah is referring to 10. Now, Eidah is the 10 bad Meraglim. We know the word Eidah is 10 people. Now, when it comes to Korach, it says, Ibadu mitocha Eidah Zot, separate from those 10 people. It uses the word Toch, Benikdashi, mitocha B'nai Yisrael. Also 10 people. So that's a halacha about Kiddush Hashem. Since the halacha of Kiddush Hashem, that's what the pasuk is talking about, is 10 people. Now we're going to have a limud using those words. The idea that when you say Kiddusha, you need 10 people. That's the Gemara. There's a different source in the Yerushalmi that learns the idea of 10 people from a different pasuk. It comes from Bereishit. Nemar kan tov, and nemar lahalan tov. Where's lahalan? Vayavo b'nei Yisrael lishbor bar, b'toch habayim. Ma tov, amor lahalan asara, kan asara. What is that pasuk talking about? Where were there 10 people in Sefer Bereishis? Okay.
Oh wait, hang on, maybe two that rolled the rock off the well.
That would be good. But it's Yosef's brothers. So, not all of them were there, right? Binyamin wasn't there, etc. So, there's 10 brothers who were breaking bread. So, those 10 brothers, it uses the word toch. Again, that's the source for 10, connected to the 10 of Korach, of Hamikdashti. But the first one, the source, comes from Bereishit. But either way, we have Psukim, a Hekesh, to teach us the idea of 10. Why is it important to know that? The importance to know that is when it comes to source 3 and 4. The Ran on Masech Megillah says, Uvinei Yisrael asara mashmo, ki yalfino megamara le'inyan davar shem kedusha, miyohani mili kulu asmachta derabananinu, deseir tvila gufa derabanan. This idea that you need 10 for a minion is what we call an asmachta derabanan. What is an asmachta derabanan?
It's like a hint to a Durabanan thing that appears in the chart. It's not really where they got it from, but it's like a nice...
Everyone heard that? Let's explain. Sometimes we have, the Gemara says, this is the Lacha, Shinamar, as it says in the Torah X. That Pasuk is the source of how we know it. Meaning, then it's Mida Oraita. It's a Torah rule. Sometimes we have rules the rabbis tell us to explain things, or they have a Masorah, a tradition of it. And in order to remember it, or help you teach it, possibly to provide support for the idea, they put it on a pasuk. They use the pasuk to teach that idea. And that's what's called asmachta, the smoch, to rely on, to lean on. And so he says, this is an asmachta derabanan. These psukim, telling you 10 here, 10 there, eida, eida, toch, 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 eida, 10. All those psukim, that's not the source of the idea that you need 10. That's an asmachta derabanan. Chazal said you need 10. And they understood you need 10. They have a Masorah, you need 10. I'm not saying they made it up, but they have a Masorah, you need 10. And they just use those psukim to teach that idea. Why is that very important? Well, we'll see. But in source 4, the Prima Gadim cites this Ran. Prima Gadim is one of the commentaries. He has two commentaries, one called Eshel Avram, one called Mishpat Tzatzav, one's on the Magen Avram, one's on the Taz. But he says, Abba Gav Gavrina Benekashti, Besoka Betosos, Dibur Matul Rabu, Kazu, the Bene Yisrael, Matina Gerer. Whenever a pasuk says we learn something from the words of Bnei Yisrael, that comes to exclude gerim. He led to Buyeim. He come akom kana smachta da ger kasher liotshatz vein star sorry lo mitzar v'asar. Why is it so important? Because if the limud was really from the words of Bnei Yisrael, that v'niktashti b'toch Bnei Yisrael, and you really need 10, and that's the source. So that would mean that the 10 people you count for minyan also can include gerim. And we know gerim count for the minyan; they could be the chazan, etc. So therefore, it's very, very important that you know this is sowed, that the idea that we need a minion is midrabanan, not from the Torah. So that is background, and it's important that we went through that because you're going to see some of the sources that discuss whether or not this idea of using a katan to help you make a minion is based on the idea that it's not midoraita in the first place that you need a minion. That's why that background is very important. So, okay. So, Shulchan Aruch in Source 5 discusses exactly how minion works. Who counts for minion? Shulchan Aruch, this is in Hilchos, Rav Ashar Bashar Bracha, where he discusses the Seder at Tfilah, and he gets up to where you say Kaddish. Sif Aleph, Omrim Kaddish. Ve'ein Omrim Oto b'pachot mi'yud zkarim, from 10 males. B'nei Chorin, they have to be free, not slaves. Gedolim, they have to be above bar mitzvah. Sheviu betzarot, how do we know that they are Gedolim? Because they have two pubic hairs. V'hu adin lik, two black pubic hairs. V'hu adin likedusha. And this is the rule for kedusha, baruchu, she'ein emar, b'pacho mesar. You need 10. That's the source for 10 adult free males. Siv Dalid. Yesh matirin. Listen to this, Shulchan Aruch. Yesh matirin lomar davar shebekdusha betisha mitzirov katan. Some people allow you to say davar shebekdusha with 9 people, 9 adult free males, and a minor. Shehu yoter mi ben sheish. Obviously not a baby, but, you know, he's 12 years old. V'yodea l'mi mitpalin, and he knows to whom we daven. Meaning he understands what a Kaddish Baruch Hu is. We're not just using any kid. V'lo nirin divrei l'gdolei poskim. So those yesh matirin who allow this, the gdolim don't agree. V'hu adin de'eved v'isha mitstarfin. And just like the katan can't count as the 10th for the minion, so to an eved can count and a woman. Says the Rama, V'afilu ayidei chumash shebiyado in litzarfo. And don't even count him based on him holding a chumash. Mihu. Yesh noagin lahakel b'shat hadchak. Some have the minhag to be lenient in shas hadchak. When pressing dire circumstances are, and you really need a minion, and you have 9 adults, and 1 extra, shas hadchak, some have the minhag to be lenient. So there's so many things here now that we're going to look at and analyze, and we can see when, first of all, what's the shas hadchak? You really, really, really need a minion. Okay, what is the shas hadchak? What would that be? 2, it says, yesh matir, and then it says, lo ni'irin divrei migdel le'poskim, and the Rama says, even with a chumash. And then the Rama says, some are noeg lahakam l'shas hadchak. On which part? With a chumash? Without a chumash? Okay, there's a few phrases here that we need to analyze. Where is this idea of 9 and a katan, and the idea of yodea l'misha mipalin, he knows who we're davening to. What's the source for that? So for that, we get to a very interesting sugya in Source 7. Again, a Gemara in Bracha. Amar Rabbi Yossi, katan hamutal barisa mezamnin alav. You have a little baby in a cradle. You can make a zimun with him. In other words, seemingly at this line in the Gemara, it's sounding like he'll be the 3rd. We're going to change it to a minute that he'll be the 10th. You can't make a zimun with women, with slaves, or with kids. So therefore, how can you count this baby in a cradle? Not that he can make the zimun, but he can make the minion. Meaning you have the zimun, you have 9 men. All you want to do is add the word Elokeinu. Right? When we venture the minion, what do? We say, instead of Nevarech Shechan Mishalo, we say Nevarech Elokeinu. Shachan Mishalo.
So this child here, we can count him regarding that. Rabbi Rabbi Yeshua Levi Tisha Ve'Eved Mitzarfin. Yeah, you can even count an Eved for that.
Amar Rav Huna Tisha Ve'Aron Mitzarfin. There's nine of you, and there's an Aron Kodesh. Count that as the tenth.
Amar Le'Rav Nachman Ve'Aron Gavrahu.
You're counting people. The Aron Kodesh isn't a person. How can you count an Aron Kodesh as your tenth person?
Ela Amar Rav Huna Tisha Nirin Ka'Asara Mitzarfin.
If you have nine people, and it looks like you have 10 people, it's mitzarif. What is that circumstance?
Amr la kimechanfe, amr la kimebadre.
Some say when it's, when everybody's scrunched together, so you can't really count if there's 9 or 10. Some say when everybody's spread out,
but you can't really count if there's 9 or 10. So it's only a machloket over which way it looks, meaning it's like a machloket in reality. Which one looks more like more people? When you have 9 people scattered, or you have 9 people scrunched up, which one looks like more? And I'm sure you can do an experiment and figure out which one looks more like 10. But either way, if you say that 9 that looks like 10, you can count. Somehow there's a circumstance that 9 looks like 10, you can count it and make that a mini.
Amar Rabbi Ami, Shnayim v'Shabbat mitzarfin. You have 2 people and it's Shabbos, they can make a Zimun.
Amar Le'Rav Nachman,
Shabbos Gavrahu.
The idea is you need 3 people. That's what makes a Zimun. How are you counting Shabbos? All that put aside, there's an ellipsis. The Gemara has a whole discussion there. Then it says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Katan Poreach Mizaminov. What is a Katan Poreach? That is a mature minor.
Tanya Nami Hafi, Katan Shevish Tesarot Mizaminov. Minor who already has 2 pubic hairs, we can count him. He's considered an adult. And if he doesn't have, you can't count him, even if he is almost 13. And please don't check. Okay? You just assume if the guy, you know, if you see 12-year-olds with a beard, you can assume he has pubic hairs, and if he looks like he was born yesterday, he doesn't, and please don't do any inspections. And then the Gemara says, "Vilet hilchata kechol hanishmaitata." We don't paskin like any of these halachas. Every single one we mentioned, or the most recent ones we mentioned. Okay, that's again going to be room for our poskin to debate.
Ela kihad the Amar of Nachman.
What do we paskin like? Meaning we don't paskin like that. But we do paskin like the following. Katan hayodea l'mi mevarchin mezamin olav. If a child knows who to whom we daven, that we daven to Hashem, then you can count him for the zimun. As in the following story, Abaye v'Rava ahavu yati kamei d'Rav. Abaye and Rava were little kids in front of Rava. Amar lehu Rava, l'mi mevarchin. Ask a little kid, who do we daven to? What's the kid going to say? Hashem.
Amar Lei L'Rachmana, to God.
V'Rachmana Heichiyatim, and where is God?
Rabba Achman L'Shmei Tamal,
he pointed up to the ceiling. Abaye, that wasn't good enough for him. Nafak Labara, he took him outside. Afik Labishmaya, and pointed to the sky. Two very smart, very precocious little children knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu was above them. One of them was just going to point up. One of them needed it to be in the sky. And the Gemara ends, Amar lehu Rava, Travaichu, Rabbanan Havyotu, you two children are so smart. You're going to be great rabbis. Haimed Amri Inchi, Butzin, Butzin, Bikathiyadi. We already know from a little baby cucumber that it's going to be a cucumber. Meaning you could tell sometimes when there's a little kid that's really great that he's going to grow up to be an adult that's really great. So that's what we have here. We have an interesting Gemara that discusses all sorts of times you can count things, and it says, let hilchatah kol hanishmaita. You can count 9 people and an Aron Kodesh. You can count 2 people and Shabbos. You can count 9 people that look like 10 people. You can count 9 and a little baby in a cradle. We don't paskin like any of that. But we do paskin that you can count a child for Zimon if he knows who we daven to, who we're benching to. Meaning, at a certain point, if you sing it enough times, even a 3 or 4 year old will know benching. So is that enough to count him to Zimon? Does he understand that he's davening to a god? So, let's say already at 3 or 4, not really. Though I did train him to point up, so that if it ever came up, it would be funny. But are we at that point at that age? But certainly an 11, 12-year-old. So then, if you want to tell me that there's a circumstance where you need an 11, 12-year-old to be the star of the Zimun, so then, already, that's what seems the Gemara is going to say. But again, that was about benching. And all we're doing is adding one word. Elohim. None of this got to Barfu, Kedusha, I don't know, laning. Everyone's with me so far?
Yes.
Good. Let's look at Tosfot. Source 8. Omer Rabbi Otan. The Gemara had said, Led Hilfotok Yechol Hanishmaitot. We don't pass on like any of this. Miu Halacha from Yeshua Levi. That last part, where we said that we do rely on little kids who know to whom we daven. Amar Kaplan Mamash Osin Siflasar. Oh, sorry. Which part do we rely on? That one who is a Rabbi Shimon Levi, where he says that if a katan, we can make the minion of Zimun with him. Perash the Birkat Hamazon. And wait a minute. Vehu hadin lit filo. Davening to. Katan, who knows, you count for a minion. V'yesh mitzarfin katan litfila rak shehei chomesh biyado. And some only do it while he's holding a chomesh. V'omer rabbeinu tavlin min ashtosu. That's nonsense. D'chihechi damar ato aram gavar rabo. Just like in the middle of this Gemara where it says, nine in an aram kodesh, you count for a minion. What, the aram's a person that you're going to count him? Ato aram gavar rabo? Hachanami. Ato chomesh gavar rabo? The chomesh is a person? Why does holding a chomesh help anything? Oh, how the kamar katan mitzarif hainu afilu b'lo chomesh. When it says he counts, it means he counts. Nothing to do with the chomesh. Va'od, delo chazinam b'shem duchlin mahani. We have no idea of a chomesh, aron, Torah, anything, helping with anything, except for one time. Which the answer to that is, well, now we have the one time. Maybe that's the source of it. Ela b'uvda d'ibur hashana. They were calculating whether to add the extra month of the year. Kisha'olim aliyah, they go to an attic. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Dekamar, Mishloshim, Avrin, Mishana, you need 3. Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Basari, you need 10. Vim nit matu, so now you have 9. Mevi'in Sefer Torah, Vosin Agula. Then you can make the 10th, the Sefer Torah. Ve'im askir sham, shehe katan of is a Sefer Torah. It just says, bring a Sefer Torah. It doesn't say you need a minor holding that Sefer Torah. Vahatam nami lo kamarela Sefer Torah asu begilion. And anyway, there it's a Sefer Torah. On a scroll, on cloth. You know, a full thing, not a little book like we had. Komashin shalom lo. Vegam haya omeri. So even though Rabbeinu Tam said, Hu adin litfilo, Rabbeinu Tam atzmo lo haya noeg lasokin. Lasok katan snif lasora. Rabbeinu Tam never did it. He would never have allowed, in practice, a minor to be the 10th man. Veloa samaisa never happened. Therefore, even a minor holding a chumash doesn't help. Commenting on our Shulchan Aruch, where the Ramaz said that some are noheg lahakel b'shat hadchak. So the Magen Avraham says, what does it mean b'shat hadchak? Afilo below chumash, even without a chumash, when shat hadchak, you do that. Umiru davka aleph lobet. That's only counting one. You can't have 8 men and then count 2 miners holding, you know, 2 chumashim. That doesn't help. Well, the Fush katav shaloda na'ayin letzarfa afil b'shat l'chak. The Fush says we never saw this happen even b'shat l'chak. Umiru bizmanenu na'ayin letzarfa yidei chumashim yado. In our time, we are noheg that we allow the katan to make the minyan if he holds a chumash. Umiu dafka lishmoa barchu v'kaddish. It's specifically for kaddish u'chiyuv. What does that mean? The Kaddish that we say before Baruch Hu, that's like part of davening. The Kaddish that we say at the end of davening, that the more, like Yisomim or people who have Yartzeit say, that's a nice minhag. So therefore, the Shas Adchak is the Kaddish you need. And therefore you can count the Katan for that. All the times I've ever heard, you can correct me if I'm wrong, you can ask your brothers, the times that they really wanted a minor to be mistar for a minion was because there was some guy there who had Kaddish, who had Yartzeit, and wanted to say Kaddish at the end. So according to this Magen Avraham, it wouldn't help with that, it's only for the other Kaddish. You can have him down from the Amud and he can say that Kaddish, and I'm sure it'll be good for the Neshama. That's a different story. Okay. But listen to Shut Idros Moshe. I put here five tshuvas that go on the range from this is the way to go, all the time, some of the time, part of the time, never. Okay? And now we'll see five different approaches. Hopefully it won't take us too long, but I found the whole array here fascinating, and all this helps answer the question of, is that really a thing? Well, it depends which of these five gedolim you ask. Let's start with Rav Moshe Feinstein. The katan im yesh l'tzarfa l'asar l'tfilo v'shad adchak. Im yesh l'ashiv shad adchak, ve'im ayidei shelo yitzarfa l'katan l'minyan asar l'tfilo, yesh l'tchosh sheyitbata l'minyan l'ashar shalom. The person wrote to him and said, you know what happened to my town? There's a minyan maybe on the other side of town, but this shul barely gets a minyan. If it doesn't get a minyan, this shul is going to close. Meaning, why? Because the next day, let's say you come to shul, and you don't get a minyan for Mincha Maariv. You have 9, you have 8, 7. So the next day, you're sitting at home, you're like, oh, it's time for a minyan. Why bother going? I'm not even sure I'm going to have a minyan if I go. So then, what are you going to do? You're not going to not go. And then the next day there's going to be 6 there, and 5 there, and 4 there, and the shul is done. That's a bad situation. And therefore, the person writing to him said, that Shadafak, he says, Pashut, so of course you're right, Shadafak, Kvotar Atosh. So Shadafak Kamor. Av Shiish Be'er Knesset Acher, Shikolim Pala Lecham. Even if there's another minion a few minutes away. Mishom Sharechokim Misham, Efshar Lo Yelchu. They possibly won't go. Even if they live near there, they might not go because it's not their normal place of davening. So they're going to miss out on minyan. And even if you tell me, no, they're all going to go. Before davening, after davening, there's a dvar halacha. The rabbi gives a little shir, davyomi, whatever it is. They won't go there. Even if there are shurim in the other shul, we have a rule that where a person is learning well, or for the chance of a person learning well, we even bend a little bit the rules. For example, there's certain times you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. We say you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael for business, to find a spouse, etc., for a certain other mitzvah maybe. But there's one of them is to learn Torah. What do you mean? There's 1,000 yeshivas here in Eretz Yisrael. I can leave Eretz Yisrael to go learn Torah? And the answer is yes. You can leave in order to go learn Torah, because if you're able to learn Torah there in that yeshiva in Chutz Laaretz, in other words, that means you found a Rebbe you like, a Shir you like, a Chavrusa you like, a place you like to learn, and that is not something we take for granted. So even though there are 1,000 yeshivas here in Eretz Yisrael, not in every spot will every person be Zohar to learn. To the point that the Sukkah he's quoting was talking about a Kohen who, there was Tuma where he was going, and he was able to, we allowed him to become Tamei Midarabbanan, Tuma Deretzahamim, or Tuma Midapras. But we allow the Kohen to have that Tumah Midrabbanan in order for him to go learn Torah. So it says in Moshe Feinstein, look at how much we do in order to allow us to learn Torah. If you let this shul close down, all the people who could learn in this shul and wouldn't learn in the other shul are not going to be able to learn. So I consider that Shas Adchak. So when the Ramah says, Yesh Matir B'Shas Adchak, what's the Shas of Chak we're talking about? So Moshe Feinstein's example is, if you don't do it, that means that the shul is not going to have minyan and it's going to shut down. But aval ikar hadin im reshayim etzir of kavan alo shetligir rishenum rishonim hat im biadin olachria v'aminag amagin Avram nami robachman cholkin. So you want to ask me, is that an appropriate tzak? I can't argue. It's a whole machlokes. I can't decide that. The anu daiti mistaber, but I think it makes sense that we can be lenient. The chareishim afuras biran megillah source 3. Because it's only midrabanan, it's not midoraita that you need a minion for these things. Vegam furish ken prima gadid, source 4. Over the rabbanan, and here is his klal. Why am I lenient? When we have a machloket on a derabanan, bidurabanan kishi iflegu rabotenu, ha yelich lilich achar hameka. We follow the lenient view. The majority of poskim say we can't count the katan. You would think to follow the majority. Once it becomes a shasat chak, that this shul is going to shut down, so that's from Moshe Feinstein's logic. In other words, we have a huge machloket. So we're supposed to follow the majority. The majority is you cannot count a kadam for a minyan. He says that's the psak. But when it comes to shasat chak doesn't allow us to avoid halacha. But shasat chak allows us to rely on the minority opinion when it comes to something that's only midrabanan. And based on that ra'an we saw, this is midrabanan. So that is Rav Moshe's answer. So then he throws in a few pieces of advice. Im efshar tov shekatan ben yud bet shanai should be at least 12. And then if you want to count them, you can. And probably you should have him hold a real sefer Torah. Kevin should have done like a chumashim kaelu yesh l'itein lo sefer Torah, even a puzzle one. And then how can he daven? He's holding a sefer Torah. We have a rule: when you daven, you can't be holding things. They're going to distract you. So okay. Put it on the bima, and I'll hold the handle. And then says Rav Moshe, here's my advice, don't do chazarda shots. So how do you do it? Meaning the whole point is to have chazarda shots. So instead of the chazan davening is silent shmon esrei, and then davening is shmon esrei out loud, when it comes time for everybody to daven their silent shmon esrei, he'll just wait there. When they're done, he'll say his silent Shmon Esrei out loud. We can throw in Kedusha, whatever, that's fine. But in other words, we're not repeating Shmon Esrei an extra time. Because of a chashash, you know, bracha levatala, etc. And the whole idea we have, why does the chazan say his silent Shmon Esrei if he's going to say chazar b'shatz? We say it's l'sadr tfilato, that he's going to prepare knowing what he's going to say before he davens it, so he doesn't mess up while he's davening it. Okay, nowadays, kishim mitvrak, kishim mitpalim in a siddur, or anyway, if the guy should be looking in a siddur, that's not as much of an issue. I mean, the takana, chazarta shots, when that happened, so they were also mitaking that the chazan, I mean, they said the chazan should still daven his chazan shmon esrei, that was to prepare to say the al-dav shmon esrei. So here we don't have that, and he says, but, so don't daven his chazan shmon esrei, just daven out loud. Rak mishvil kadesh, kedusha, shurak esrei min darbanan, v'chein kriyat ha-torah hu rak min darbanan, leining, the idea of having to be leaning, that's me the Rabbanon. Yesh esmoch adat ma'atim l'tzarek katan l'shitisha gedolim. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, here's my solution. He gives a few pieces of practical advice, and he says, in general, don't rely on the katan, but when you have a shasat chak, like a shul shutting down, so then, what can we do? We rely on the minority opinion, since it's me the Rabbanon, and it's shasat chak. That's clear to everybody? Okay, good. Let's see the next one. The Shut Chalkat Yaakov. The Chorat Tzarek Lavin. Heyach Shayach Lakal B'Shat Akak Kim the Kol HaPlukta B'Shat Akak. The Ein Lecha Tchak Yoter Mizeh She'ein Minyan B'li HaKatan V'Afil HaKatan V'Yesh Osir. Meaning, Moshe Feinstein says, when you have Shasat Chak, we can be lenient. He says, the whole discussion is about Shasat Chak. Shasat Chak is when you're stuck. You're stuck. There's no minion. And anyway, the poskim who say you rely on a katan say you rely on a katan. And those who say you don't rely on a katan say you don't rely on a katan. The whole discussion is already Shasat Chak. So how are we going to be lenient here? I can't give you a rule for every situation. The rabbi in each place, he has to put the whole sugya together. If there was already a minion in the shul, and now there are a few extras for a second minion, that's not considered shasat chak. Because there's still the first minion. Makum sheyesh minyan min sumtam loy tzar katan loy minyan boton yesh chashash ki drash loy ze aydei ze gam abay mi lava od b'chashasham shema loy minyan v'yibat loy ze minyan v'fila b'tzibor sh'ot ha minyan b'kol ha'kol ze b'rishat ha'chak. But where this is the only minyan in town, and there's exactly 10 if you count this katan, or there's normally 10, and one didn't come and now the katan, then that's considered shat ha'chak. Since given the ruba ruba yesh minyan gedolim, most of the time there is a minyan. Bimufamim, it's sarfun katan, gadesha, lo yud batam, minyan etadiri. So we should always make sure to have a minyan. Ze shat chak shematir ramam. And that's why it's specifically here that the Ramah says that, and not where? In Hilchos Zimun. What happens if you don't measure the Zimun? If you have two, and you don't count the katan, or you have nine, and you don't count the katan, you don't say Elokeinu. Are we worried that a shul is going to shut down? No, you just didn't bench with the Zimun. You just benched on your own. There's no, so therefore there's never shasat chak when it comes to benching. But tefillah, yesh chashash, yipat kol minyan tefillah tzibur. So we have the chalk as Yaakov being slightly stricter, sounds like, than the Igros Moshe. The Maharsham. Maharsham says, when is it shasat chak? What if the other minyan isn't a good place for you to daven? Meaning, Rav Moshe Feinstein was talking about where, what if they won't go to the other minyan? Or what if they won't learn before or after the other minyan? What about where the other minyan, there's too much talking? Or they daven too fast? They don't even let you daven out loud properly. You can't say amen with kol koko. And they teach bad things to your kids. Stay away. Have a shat al chak mamish, and therefore better you should daven in this other shul. V'yuchlo l'tzarev katan v'sef Torah v'yado. Shut Mishnah Lachot, source 13. He saw Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuva, and he said, no way. Av shereiti liyadin, av shiagon Rav Moshe Feinstein, sifro zikas meshi eifu pashim azdom yitzak aminyon, ki agavna mikri shat al chak, ki koma kom lafiyon itaiti, ki agavna lo mikri shat al chak. It is not shasat chak. Hechi the dar be'ir she'efra lekro adam in a shuk minyan shu gadol. Lo riki shasat chak u'makv shalom etzav u'mvalo. It is only shasat chak if there isn't a minyan. It's not shasat chak if there is a minyan but somebody didn't come. The fact that one guy was lazy or didn't send in his alarm or didn't feel like coming. Now there's no minyan. You're going to call that shasat chak? No. Go get that guy. That's not shasat chak. So he's... If Moshe Feinstein said the minion's not going to take place, we're concerned. He says, no, the minion's not going to take place. Now we ask why. Is it because there aren't 10? Fine. But if it's because there are 10, but somebody was too lazy to show up, then that's not considered shasat chak. So
that would apply to say, like, your shul has a minion of members, but you know that some of those members don't dive in. And I put on my, no, like, not even ever, just they don't dub in during the week at your shul, or you know they don't, like, actually, like, isn't that they're actually on the membership roll, and then that means you have a minion.
No, but when there's another shul that they, like, imagine that there's two shuls, and most of them go, and therefore this shul doesn't quite have a minion. So, again, you might be concerned that the shul is going to shut down. But what if you do have 10 people who regularly do come to this minion, and one of them is just too lazy to come today? So he's saying that doesn't count as shasat chak.
And
go get that guy.
If someone is a member of the shul but just doesn't come,
so then we don't really count him. Man has to come. But if it's somebody who regularly comes and then doesn't feel like coming, so we don't consider that Shazakah. That's the Mishnah level. Here's the Abia Omer, Rav Uvadia Yosef. And here's where we get back to what we discussed at the beginning. The source of this idea that you need a minyan, we say, comes from Korach and the Meraglim back to Vinikdash. Or it comes from the brothers of Yosef and then Korach, etc. Korach, high milta, talyob yafut to the cry. It depends which, so can you learn it from? Better say, Ikar alimod ibnei Yisrael dechtiv gabe ashvatim. If it comes from the shvatim, amrinan dom mina mina, malahalan kulam dolim, afkan in katam etzar basara. If you learn it from the brothers, all those brothers are over 13. And therefore, you know minyan needs to be 10 adults. Verak yim lom dem eida eida meadad korach dechtiv behen nikbalu mitocha eida hara'a azot. Yeshlamar sh'af ketanu mechlal. Dechtiv behu yatsu nitzavim petach olam heim u'nishem u'bneya mitapam. In the story of Adak Korach, there were all sorts of kind of people around there. There were little kids. So therefore, if the source comes from Korach, then apparently we can count 10 for this minyan, see Rashi here. But, says Rav Uvadia, check out the Orchat Chaim in the name of the Maharam Nuremberg, and it's very long. This Tshuva Rav Uvadia was like 15 pages. Okay, so though it seems like I put a big piece on your sheet, it was huge. I really tried to cut it down so we get the essence here. V'ktsara od yacha, sheyesh l'chal natseit mibnei l'knesset b'shmartim katan asar. Let's say you're one of 9 men in a room, and you see that they're about to make a minyan by adding a katan and having him hold a chomesh or sefer Torah. You should leave. V'lo tavo takal ayacha lavor al divrei rabbeinu tam. Mi hu zeh sheroi lavor al divrei rabbeinu tam. Who are you to be lenient against what he says not to do? So therefore, don't let that happen. You should leave. And therefore, says the Rav Uvadia, that's certainly true for, that's true even for Bnei Ashkenaz. And I'm telling you, us Sfardim, we follow Shulchan Aruch. Remember, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Gdolim didn't allow this. It's only the Rama who says some are nohig to be lenient. Now, there's 3 more points to make here in this Rav Uvadia. 1, he cites that Shud Maharam, Marsham, that we saw in source 12. And the Shud Maharsham actually cited as part of his source for leniency a Shud called Shud Min HaShamayim of the Mahari Maraish Mikorbil. What is Shud Min HaShamayim? Shud Min HaShamayim has a fascinating story that this person in his dream kept going up to Shamayim and asking them shaylos. And he would wake up and write down the answers that they told him in Shamayim. And one of the questions he had asked them was about counting a katan for a minyan. Actually, can you count 2 katanim for a minyan? The pasuk they answered him in Shemayim is add the ketanim to the gdolim. So that is Shud Min HaShamayim. He says, wait a minute. You know, we have a rule that lo v'shamayim hi. You know that story? The Gemara says they had the rabbis had a machlokes, and they wanted to know the din, and one of the rabbis said, let the walls collapse if I'm right. Let the water, the river run upstream if I'm right. Tanor Shalachnai, correct. Okay? And then a bathkol came out of Shemayim. You know what they said? Lo v'shamayim hi. It's not up to Hashem to paskin halacha. It's up to the Rabbanu Shalom who gave us rabbis the ability to do that. So he said, so therefore I don't accept Shud Min HaShamayim. And the Marsham says, and those who are relying on it have a rule, okay, we don't rely on it against accepted Tzad. But we do rely on it when there's no Hachra otherwise, meaning when it's not Soteret, so then we help it. So says Rav Uvadia, I don't agree with that either, but this is against the Tzad.
Gamba ilu shafa klaus amu fazal mobishamayim. Aye. Now, how do we answer Moshe Feinstein's claim? What was Moshe Feinstein's claim? That we're talking about a dimi derabanan, and we have rabbim and yachid, and ratim, we have a minority view, and we can rely on the minority view in Shasat Chak. So says Rav Avadja, look back at source 5. Source 5, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh matir lo mar davar shekedusha b'tisha b'tzir v'katan, v'lo nirin divrayim l'gedoli ha-poskim, v'hu adin de'evet v'ishay n'etzarf. It's not that there's two views. Because also we have rules in the Shulchan Aruch. When the Shulchan Aruch brings one view and then another view, one he says is a Yesh Matirin, one he says Stam, there's all sorts of rules, Kali, and the Shach, and everybody else, how we explain which one is the Shulchan Aruch really passing like. The Rav Avadi says, that's not this time. There's no two views. There's only one view. He says Yesh Matirin, and he says, V'lo nirin divrayim l'gdoli ha-poskim. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch is only mentioning the Yesh Matirin in order to dismiss them as wrong. Therefore, there is no minority view here. There's just a majority view, which is that this is not allowed. And therefore, Rav Avadya's conclusion is indeed, in Beratzon Mitbalim Letzarev Chatanu La'asara, Kol Mi Shenagah Hashem Alibo, if they want to count the kid for a minion, anybody who has faith in Hashem in his heart, hates and Lechot Shaliv, Va'al Yipalel Mahem, don't daven with him, Yidei Shalot Tara Takala Liyado, Bevracho Levatala Shel Chazar Hashatz, V'kalam Ayechan Kvodo. So, with that huge machloket between Moshe Feinstein on one hand, limited by all these other shita, the Chalkad Yaakov Marshal Mishna Lachov, all the way to the Yabia Omer saying no, yes?
What if you do it for Marv? Because it's not Chazar HaShatz.
So then that part will stop.
Okay.
But still, there is Barfel. So comes the Shut Meshiv Davar, source 15. Meshiv Davar is the Nitziv. The Tzali Tzvi Yehuda, Berlin, Shiva Balajin. Are you guys going to Poland yet?
No, we're going
to go next month. So you'll go to his cavern in the Warsaw Cemetery. He didn't live in Warsaw, he was just buried there. Also, Reclaim didn't live there either.
Okay.
They're just both buried there. Asher shalu mimeni ladat hachra mitzir of katan l'divrayim shebekdusha. You asked me, to paskin, do we count a katan for minyan, for davar shebekdusha? Nifliti. Heach asher lafriya bedavar shekvar nechukvaron. You're asking me to paskin something that's a huge machloket achronim and rishonim? All these great minds couldn't reach a conclusion. You want me to do it? Man David Hachi lo mishtabish. Man David Hachi lo mishtabish. Those who follow this view, they have on whom to rely. Those who follow the other view, they have on whom to rely. Omenam yoter tov shalom minhani tzir of katan anchi yagdav yalegish. Ki im yinagu kach ha'eitshu shadachach yin nishar kein avkesh yigdal. If you start to make it a habit where you allow 9 people to make a minyan, in this circumstance, in Shas Chak turns into the norm. When you start to let things happen only in Shas Chak, then slowly but surely they start to happen even when it's not Shas Chak. So if you end up in a minyan that doesn't have a minyan, because you didn't count a katan, you would have had a minyan. Had you counted a katan, don't feel bad. You are getting scar on Olam Haba for not saying the things that you shouldn't be saying when you shouldn't be saying them. So, let's ask the question again. Katan, holding a chumash, counting him for a minion, is that really a thing?
Yes, it's a thing.
It's a thing.
But
what does that mean?
It is not the thing. It is not, in any way, it's not the best. That being said, you told me you are in the middle of nowhere, tiny little Jewish community, tiny little shul,
and it happens, and your brother did it, and you know, you don't have to go stone your brother for having been part of this minyan. Meaning, I understand the thought process, the rationale behind a rabbi of a community making the decision to rely on it. Meaning, because we know the Ramah says that we're no way to be matir when it's Shasat Chak. Shasat Chak is a huge machloket. What is considered Shasat Chak, and it's rather limited. But if it's indeed Shasat Chak, you have on whom to rely. As the Netziv says, Man David, Achi, Lo Mishtavish. You're not doing something wrong. Look at all these great posts we mentioned who said you could do it. That we're knowing to do it, that we do it in Shasat Chak, etc. That being said, there are those who don't even allow it in Shasat Chak, and importantly, you have to realize that you don't want the Shasat Chak to become the norm. And therefore, it is a thing, but it's not necessarily the best thing. So, any questions?
Scott.